Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org. From the Barton Worley Studios of Abilene Public Radio, this is Ion Entertainment. Good afternoon, I'm Blaine Singletary. It's Friday again, and what certain ancient prophecies proclaim will be the last Friday of all time. We can only hope they're wrong, because there are some pretty neat events happening this weekend, and the rest of all the days leading up to Christmas. We're joined in the studio today by Cindy Munschenk of Dance Limited, who's putting on their own edition of The Nutcracker.
And there's children as young as three, all the way through adults. And our Sugar Plum Fairy is Melissa McCoy, who was a dance major from West Texas A&M. I trained her from the time she was a little girl, and I'm so proud of her.
And there's more where that came from, and hey, the world could end at any moment. So don't touch that dial, stick with us for today's Ion Entertainment, right after this look at today's entertainment headlines. Hundreds of friends and family have paid tribute to sitar virtuoso Ravi Shankar at a public memorial service near his San Diego area home. The musician was remembered Thursday as an unfailingly generous teacher with a gentle spirit and sense of humor whose music fostered understanding between East and West. Conductor Zubin Mehta said he felt like a little crumb listening to Shankar play. Olivia Harrison said Shankar helped a young George Harrison achieve a more meaningful life. Shankar died last week at age 92. In other news, a 20-year-old Rhode Islander who brought home the Miss Universe crown back to the U.S. for the first time in 15 years is hoping that her quick rise through the beauty pageant ranks and onstage stumble will show women that anything is possible. Self-described cellist nerd Olivia Culpo is assuming her new role as Miss Universe 2012 following her victory over 88 beauty queens from around the world Wednesday night at the Planet Hollywood Casino on the Las Vegas Strip. She tells the Associated Press that her year-long transformation from Boston University sophomore to pageant winner proves that women can accomplish anything to which they set their minds. And finally, the boys of Newsies now have one more thing to dance about. They've made their money back. Disney Theatrical Productions said Thursday that the musical recouped its $5 million investment in just over 9 months, faster than any other Disney stage property. The musical and film it is adapted from are based on the true story of scrappy child newspaper sellers in turn-of-the-century New York who go on strike when the price of papers goes up unfairly. Alan Menken and Jack Feldman, who were responsible for the film score, teamed up again to transform Newsies into a musical for the stage, reworking the songs and collaborating with the new story writer Harvey Fierstein, known for his work on Hairspray. And that's all for this look at today's entertainment headlines. Stay tuned, there's more Ion Entertainment on the way.
Now is the time to seize the day.
From Abilene Public Radio, this is Ion Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. Most years, Abilene is proud to host not one, but two editions of the holiday ballet classic, The Nutcracker. This one coming up this weekend in the Barron's Auditorium on the campus of Hardin-Simmons University is produced by Dance Limited School of Dance. And here to tell us more is Cindy Munschenk, the director of this year's show. Cindy, welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So you guys have had quite a year. Your company actually performed at the London 2012 Olympics.
We sure did. We were the only group from the state of Texas that was invited to perform.
That must have been quite an experience.
It was. You know. It was amazing. It took 2 years of fundraising and rehearsal to get everything together, but we flew across the pond, and we were there during all the excitement happening. The kids got to see Prince William and Harry, and it was just exciting.
Your company does all that, and you still have time to put on a timeless classic, The Nutcracker.
Yes. We've been in business for 31 years in Abilene now, and 25 years ago when we started The Nutcracker, I didn't want to do it every year because it takes so much rehearsal time at the holidays. Mm. So to make it easier on the children and the parents, we only do it every other year. And so a couple years in between, we also were involved with the Moscow Ballet. I was the children's chorus director for that. So it's time now to do The Nutcracker, and we've been rehearsing hard all fall, and the kids are ready to go, and we are so excited to perform this for Abilene.
And going back to that performance with Moscow Ballet, that must have been, that also must have been quite an experience, just thinking, because, you know, Moscow Ballet, that's really where the Nutcracker originated from, you know.
Tchaikovsky's from Russia.
Exactly.
Yes. The Moscow Ballet was phenomenal. And the first tour they came, it was their world premiere of the tour that they were taking to the United States. And they performed that here in Abilene. And so we were part of that opening performance. And it was a wonderful experience for the kids. It was a neat experience for me to rub elbows with all those phenomenal dancers.
But this year it is the local students of Dance Limited.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's children as young as 3 all the way through adults. And our Sugar Plum Fairy is Melissa McCoy, who was a dance major from West Texas A&M. And she's performed in the musical Texas for several years. She's professional caliber. I trained her from the time she was a little girl, and I'm so proud of her. And she's the Sugar Plum Fairy, and she's stunning. It's worth the price of admission just to see her.
What goes into putting on a show like this that that most people really know almost by heart, even?
It is probably the most popular ballet and the most well-known and probably the best attended. For a lot of companies, it makes their season. You know, they make their whole season off the ticket sales from a Nutcracker. Unfortunately, because we only get the theater for a limited amount of time, all of our rehearsals have to take place in the studio, and then the week of the show, we transfer all the sets, all the props, all the costumes, all the children, everything up to Hardin-Simmons University for the show. We try and make the show as exciting as possible, because I know not everybody's into ballet. So the show is extremely entertaining, from things like the sets have all kinds of different levels, and we do, like, produce the dolls in the party scene out of magic illusions. And, you know, there's smoke and fire and lights. And, I mean, it's a fun show. The kids are having a blast, and we just can't wait to show it to people.
Well, not only are you director of this production, but you're also the choreographer. So, as you mentioned, you're making it innovative, exciting. How do you approach this? Something that is timeless, and a lot of people could be very purist about, and making it also, as you were saying, innovative and new?
Well, that's a very good question, because the Nutcracker has a long, long history. And it's got, like you say, the purist, the original choreography by Pepita. A lot of that is referenced in the show. But then no two Nutcrackers are alike. You basically have your music and your story outline and things that are expected by the audience. But then as an artist, an artistic director, you have a little bit of liberty to tweak things a little bit as we go along. Like, for instance, in a lot of productions, there's a version where instead of Clara, her name is Marie, and there's a version where Drosselmeyer, sometimes he's an uncle, sometimes he's a godfather, sometimes he has a nephew that's the love interest that becomes the Nutcracker. The version we're doing is the little girl's name is Clara, and Drosselmeyer's her uncle, and he's also a magician / toy maker, so he's real mysterious. But yet he's not an evil character. We establish his character in the very opening scene where a lot of people use that music to show the progress of the people going to the party. We use that music to establish Drosselmeyer's character, and it's a scene set inside the toy shop where he's playing with his marionettes and mechanical dolls, and they won't listen to him, and they basically have a mind of their own, and they do things he doesn't want them to do. And it just shows that he's a funny character and that he's fun-loving and enjoys what he's doing, and that he's, you know.
One of the things I always think for ballets like the Nutcracker, you have to establish all of this that you said without dialogue.
Well, people think because it's a ballet that we're not dramatists, but it's quite the opposite. We are, like, so much so that we have to communicate everything through music. I tell the kids, you know, it says you're yelling and excited and clapping, but with just your body. We have to, like, turn the sound off. So they have to convey all that energy and emotion, but not actually let it spill out of their body with noise. I tell you what, the acting lessons that the kids do getting part of a show like this is takes them the long way through their life, because they learn a lot of skills that will, you know, serve them in the rest of their future careers as dancers or thespians, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you say is the main draw of this show?
A lot of people like the Nutcracker because of the Christmas setting. And so to them, the holidays don't really start until they've seen the Nutcracker or have something to do with it. The music is so much part of our lives. You don't even realize it. I mean, I can play that game, name that tune, and within two notes I could tell you where in the show it is and who's supposed to be on stage.
And there's about, I think, three commercials right now in the
season. Oh, at least.
With,
I was going to say more than three because I'm so familiar with the music. I'll hear the TV in the other room and you hear like the Russian number, the Sugar Plum Fairy, the Merlitons. I mean, all these things are being marked to the children. They're used in lots and lots and lots of commercials and in places you normally wouldn't even expect it. So the music means a lot to a lot of people.
Well, Cindy Munshank, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much, Blaine. I appreciated you having me here.
That's Cindy Munshank, director and choreographer of The Nutcracker by Dance Limited School of Dance. It takes place this Saturday, December 22nd at 2:30 and 7:30 p.m. at the Barron's Auditorium on the campus of HSU. General admission tickets are available at the door. For more information, 672-3010 or on the web at danceinabilene.com. And if you'd like to win tickets to see this production of The Nutcracker at the Barron's Auditorium on HSU's campus, we're giving a pair away right now. Just be the first caller to 674-5228, and this pair of tickets will be yours. Again, the first caller to 674-5228. With only a few more days to go till Christmas Eve, there's only a few more days left to drive through and take in Christmas Lane at the Abilene State Supported Living Center. It has been put on yearly by the Abilene State Supported Living Center and serves as a great companion to your Christmas light viewing. You can see most of it without even having to leave your car. There'll be dozens of lighted exhibits put on display by various businesses all over town. And at the center of it all is an indoor display including animated dolls and figures. Santa Claus also seems to make a frequent stop here throughout the season and is available for photographs. Or if your children are just a little too nervous to talk to the big guy himself, you can also talk to him or one of his elves over the phone. There'll be many phone booths set up to call right to the North Pole. But we have gotten word that he won't be in for Christmas Eve, and they said he had some prior arrangements or something like that. For more information about the 22nd annual Christmas Lane, the Abilene State Supported Living Center's volunteer services can be reached at 795-3547. And next week in Ion Entertainment, we have a special treat for you. You see, earlier this year when we were putting together our Listener's Choice special, we got a lot of responses from listeners like you to hear our conversation with Benny Grunch of Benny Grunch and a Bunch. Now, with the way that show went, we can only bring you about 5 minutes of that one, but since it was easily the most requested interview, we're going to give you a belated Christmas present next week, a little lanyap, as Benny would call it, and bring you the whole shebang on next week's show. Tune in as we explore the music of a New Orleans holiday staple.
Ain't there no more!
Well, tell us a bit about yourself. This is the 24th and a voicery, as you put it, of your Christmas album, The 12 Yachts of Christmas. But you've been making music before that as well.
Yeah, in 1959, I guess it was, that I played my first real gig for money, probably at a school dance or something. And then by 1960, I was actually working in some bar rooms. You know, here in those days, 18 years old was legal drinking age. And I just did one of those things. I think I got my first gig. I maybe got paid $8 for the night, which, you know, extrapolated for inflation, was probably about 110 bucks now. And, hey, that's all you got to do. This is great.
Catch all that and more in next week's show. It's a special rebroadcast of our conversation with Benny Grunch. Well, we certainly hope to see you all again next week, but should all the rumors of our impending doom be true, then let me just say it has been a pleasure getting to tell you about entertaining events in our area and beyond week after week. And if anything, may you and yours have a great and blessed Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, or whatever holiday you wish to celebrate. And I'll see you all next week. Ion Entertainment is a production of Abilene Public Radio and the JMC Network. The show is recorded and produced at the Barton Worley Studios in the Don Morris Building on the campus of Abilene Christian University in Abilene, Texas. As always, I'm Blaine Singletary, and as long as O Holy Nights contain stars so brightly shining, I'll have my eye on entertainment. Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org.